Rain fell steadily, drumming on the hard black thunderpath that led between unending rows of stone two-leg nests. From time to time, a monster snarled past, its eyes glaring, and a single two-leg scurried along, huddled into its shiny pelt. Two cats slipped silently around the corner, keeping close to the walls where the shadows were deepest. A skinny gray tom with a ragged ear and bright watchful eyes went first, every hair on his body slicked dark with the wet. Behind him prowled a huge tabby with massive shoulders and muscles that slid smoothly under his rain-soaked pelt. His amber eyes glowed in the harsh light, and his gaze shifted back and forth as if he expected an attack. He paused where the dark entrance to a two-leg nest offered a little shelter and growled,
"How much farther? This place stinks."
The gray tom glanced back.
"Not far now."
"It had better not be."
Grimacing, the dark brown tabby padded on, ears twitching irritably to flick away the raindrops. Harsh yellow light angled across him, and he flinched as a monster roared around the corner, throwing up a wave of filthy water that reeked of two-leg rubbish. The cat let out a snarl as the water slopped around his paws and the spray drizzled down on his fur. Everything about the two-leg place disgusted him. The hard surface under his paws, the stench of monsters and the two legs they carried in their bellies, the unfamiliar noises, and most of all, the way he could not survive here without a guide. The tabby was not used to depending on another cat for anything. In the forest, he knew every tree, every stream, every rabbit hole. He was considered the strongest and most dangerous warrior in all the clans. Now his sharpened skills and senses were useless. He felt as if he were deaf, blind, and lame, reduced to following his companion like a kit trailing helplessly after its mother. But it would be worth it. The tabby's whiskers twitched in anticipation. He had already launched a plan that would turn his most hated enemies into helpless prey in their own territory. When the dogs attacked, no cat would suspect that they had been lured and guided every step of the way. And then, if things went according to plan, his expedition into Two-Leg Place would give him all he had ever wanted. The gray cat led the way along the path and across an open space reeking of two-leg monsters, where a swirl of color from unnatural orange light floated on the puddles. He stopped by the entrance to a narrow alley and opened his jaws to draw in the scent of the air. The tabby halted and did the same, disgustedly swiping his tongue over his lips at the stink of rotting two-leg food.
"Is this the place?" he asked.
"This is it,"
the gray warrior replied tensely.
"Now remember what I told you. The cat we're going to meet holds command over many cats. We must treat him with respect."
"Boulder, have you forgotten who I am?"
The tabby took a step forward so that he towered over his companion. The skinny gray cat's ears flattened.
"No, Tiger Star, I haven't forgotten. But you're not clan leader here."
Tiger Star grunted.
"Let's get on with it," he growled.
Boulder turned into the alley. He stopped short after just a few paces when a huge shape loomed up in front of them.
"Who goes there?"
A broad-shouldered black and white cat stepped out of the shadows. Strong muscles were outlined under fur plastered to his body by the rain.
"Identify yourselves. We don't like strangers here."
"Greetings, Bone,"
the gray warrior meowed steadily.
"Remember me?"
The black and white cat narrowed his eyes and was silent for a few moments.
"So you've come back, have you, Boulder?"
he meowed at last.
"You told us you were going to find a better life in the forest. What are you doing here?"
He took a step forward, but Boulder held his ground, unsheathing his claws against the uneven ground.
"We want to see Scourge."
Bone let out a snort, half contempt, half laughter.
"I can't imagine that Scourge will want to see you. And who's this with you? I don't recognize him."
"My name is Tiger Star. I've come from the forest to speak with your leader."
Bone's green eyes flicked from Tiger Star to Boulder and back again.
"What do you want with him?"
he demanded. Tiger Star's amber gaze burned like the two-leg lights reflected on the shining wet stones around them.
I'll discuss that with your leader, not his border patrol.